Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 20, Pretoria and Tzaneen 23 degrees. Gauteng MEC for Human Settlements, Lebohang Maile, says intergovernmental efforts have been deployed to aid the residents of the Cemetery View informal settlement. This after about 814 shacks burnt down and about 2,600 people were affected by a fire over the weekend. One person died. The MEC visited the area today together with the Tswane MMC for Human Settlements.
The municipality has just appointed engineers to deal with the designs and make sure that the land is ready and habitable for the relocations. We can't deal with the timelines now because they've just appointed. What we want to urge the municipality to do is to move quicker and ask the engineers to work as fast as possible.
Gauteng law enforcement authorities are urging residents to prioritise safety during Heritage Day celebrations tomorrow. Residents are advised to avoid unlawful activities such as reckless driving. Police will also increase law enforcement operations. Yes, police spokesperson Selo Maramani.
As we come together to celebrate our cultures, traditions and diversity on Heritage Day, it is important to do so responsibly. We will continue to conduct law enforcement operations to address crime and lawlessness.
Now to the Western Cape, where police are investigating a deadly shooting that occurred at the Marikana informal settlement in Philippi East last night. Two people were killed. A six-year-old boy and a teenager were also wounded. A 20-year-old American woman was found dead on a hiking trail in Table Mountain. According to police spokesperson Malcolm Poyer, a search party found the woman's body on Sunday afternoon in an area which is part of Devil's Peak. A body was retrieved by helicopter.
We can confirm that the body of the missing hiker was found by a search and rescue party consisting EMS personnel or rescuers as well as police members at about 1400 hours on Sunday afternoon. An inquest docket was opened for further investigation by Mowbray police detectives. An autopsy will be conducted on the body to determine the possible cause of death.
And finally, researchers have reconstructed the oldest human genomes ever found in South Africa from two people who lived around 10,000 years ago. The genetic sequences were found from a man and a woman whose remains were found at a rock shelter near the southern coastal town of George, about 370 kilometers from Cape Town. They were among 13 sequences reconstructed from people whose remains were found at the Oakhurst shelter and lived 1,300 to 10,000 years ago. I'm Chanel September net video with news te eer Lebohang Maile, die LER vir menslike nedersettings in Gauteng, sê interregeringspogings is ontplooi om die inwoners van die cemetery informele nedersetting by te staan na 'n brand uitgebreek het.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.